he hit an inanimate object. Not a moving object, not the deer or the moose that was coming out.
The judge sorts through the wreckage.
You have a driver's license?
No, I don't.
What are you doing behind the wheel of a car?
But
now let's get to you.
Will they do more damage?
First, tell me whether you were smoking marijuana that day.
No, ma'am, I was not.
Judge Judy.
They're both teenagers, and you know what teenagers do when they speak? They lie.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheinlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Dawn Villavicencio is suing the father of her son's former friend, Jesse Dulaney, for the value of a car that was totaled by his son, Brandon.
Order. All rise.
Yeah, it's case number 299 on the calendar in the matter of Villavicencio versus Dulaney. Parties have been sworn in.
Over there.
You can be seated.
All right. This is your son.
Yes.
He's 19.
Yes, ma'am.
This is your son.
Yes,
he's
ma'am.
He's 17?
Yes, correct.
And you two were friends?
Yeah.
And neither of the two of you were there at the time of this accident, although both of you had a lot to say in this complaint and answer. So let's see if I understand it. He was using your car.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, it's really your mother's car.
Yes, ma'am.
He says he was using your car with your permission. You're going to tell me about that. In all probability, I believe it, no matter what you say. However, you were using the car and you had an accident.
Yes.
Because you were acting like a fool.
No, Your Honor.
Tell me how you had the accident.
All right, I went to...
Don't look there.
Sorry.
Right here.
All right, I went to a school to pick up a skateboard for us to all go to the skate park.
And
I called the person. He didn't show up for the 15 minutes, so I said, I'm coming back.
And?
I was pulling out of the parking lot, and I'm turning a corner, and the wheel was not turning at all. It basically locked up on me. And I was going about 25, 30 miles per hour.
Turning a corner. You were going 25 to 30 miles an hour.
Before it.
Yeah, go ahead.
In front of me, there's a pile of rocks and tree branches because they were doing that to the school. I couldn't turn the car, so the best thing I thought I could do was press on the brake and pull the brake, try to stop the car as fast as I could, but it slid into the wall.
So you didn't go into another, it wasn't another car's fault?
No.
It wasn't a pedestrian's fault? A deer didn't run out into your parkway?
No.
Nothing happened?
No.
Right? You have a driver's license?
No, I don't.
Well, what are you doing behind the wheel of a car?
Well, the thing was, he was going to drive.
You understand where I'm going with this?
Yes, ma'am.
And I just want you to understand that the reason I'm taking this kind of position with him is because I read in your answer that you think it's all their fault.
Yeah, he shouldn't.
Well, then you're absolutely wrong. He's a 17-year-old guy who's bigger than you are and weighs more than you do. He knows he's not supposed to be behind the wheel of a car. You don't have to be 18 to know you're not supposed to be behind the wheel of a car without a license. And he's a big boy at 17, and he knows he's not supposed to be behind the wheel of a car without a license. Do you let him drive your car?
No, I didn't.
Because he doesn't have a license. You think he loses his brain just because he's with his friends?
Your Honor, if I can say something, he was under the influence of marijuana at the
time. Who cares? He wasn't driving the car, you were.
Well, if I wasn't driving, then he would. And I'm not going to let someone that can't even walk 2 feet across a room drive me in a motor
vehicle.
So
you were being a good Samaritan?
I'm not trying to get myself killed.
You don't have to go in the car with him. He wasn't in the car with you, was he?
No, he wasn't.
You were alone?
No, I wasn't.
Who was with you?
I had a friend with me in the car.
Ooh, you had a friend with you?
Yes.
But he wasn't with you?
No, because he couldn't get up at the time.
Were you going to a hospital?
No.
Were you going to have sutures put in your open artery?
No.
You were going to get a skateboard?
Yeah.
Not an emergency. No need to be in a car when you don't have a license. If you said, my friend was having a heart attack, and I don't have a license, but I know how to drive. So I got behind the wheel of a car and got him to the hospital, and I know I shouldn't have done it. You have my sympathy. But a guy like you, to get behind the wheel of a car when you don't have a license to go and get a skateboard and then to total the car, is irresponsible. And you should pay for some of it. And if your father thinks that you shouldn't, your father is 100% wrong. Now let's get to you. Tell me about the day of this accident. Where were you?
Well...
Not a well.
Okay. I was in front of his friend's house. I was skateboarding. He wanted to borrow my car. I said no. I leave my keys.
I don't believe a word of what you just said. Lie.
No, ma'am.
Absolutely.
Can I finish my story?
First, tell me whether you were smoking marijuana that day.
No, ma'am, I was not.
No. Okay. Why didn't you get behind the wheel of the car and take him where he wanted to go?
Because I was skateboarding. I was low on gas. I didn't want to waste my time picking up his friend.
So he ran up, grabbed your keys, and got in the car.
I leave my keys on the curb because I don't want to fall on them when I'm skateboarding.
Where's the theft report? Leave it.
He was my friend. I trusted him.
I didn't ask you to answer him. And keep your mouth shut until I speak to you. Don't shout out. I was speaking to your son. He gave me answers. Now I'm speaking to him. He's going to give me answers. It has nothing to do with you. Got to take responsibility for your children. And they're supposed to take responsibility for their own actions. Don't teach them wrong. You left your keys to the car on the sidewalk because you didn't want to skate over them? Is that what you're telling me?
I didn't want to fall on them.
You didn't want to fall on them?
Yes.
So you left them on the floor?
Yes, along with my cell phone. I do that every time I skateboard. I don't want to get impaled by my keys.
I want to explain something to you. I don't believe you because it's not logical.
How so?
I don't answer your questions. I just tell you it's not logical, sir. And if it's not logical, it's not true. Somewhere in between what he told me and what you told me lies the truth. Because he seems to think that just because his son is 17 and you're 19, that's a big difference. That's no difference. Because you keep referring to him and your answer is he's an adult. Because he's 19. He's not an adult. Teenagers.
I realize that they're both young men. But
they're both teenagers. And you know what teenagers do when they speak? They lie. All of them. You know how you know a teenager is lying? When they open their mouths. That's how you know they're lying. So he gave him the car keys. He didn't want to start. Whether he was smoking grass or not that day, I don't know. And quite frankly, I don't care. All I know is this, sir. Your son is at least partially responsible for the accident that day. He was driving without a license. It was the wrong thing to do. He knew it was the wrong thing to do. You don't let him drive your car because he doesn't have a license. You don't let him get behind the wheel of a car because, you know, he's not supposed to do that. Is there any reason why he's 17 and doesn't have a license?
Yes, ma'am, because his grades weren't up to snuff, and that's why we didn't get him a license to begin with.
Absolutely right. And you didn't get him a license. And you know what he said to you, Mr. Delaney?
I'll go somewhere where somebody will let me drive.
No, what he said to you was, I don't have to listen to you. You won't let me get a license? I'm going to drive anyway. And I don't believe this locked wheel story at all. Not for a second. He was driving recklessly with somebody else's car. He hit an inanimate object. Not a moving object. Not the deer or the moose that was coming out. He hit a pile of rocks. Now, you tell me whether you still, after this discussion, feel as if he has no responsibility for that? Great. I'm glad I got through to you a little bit. I want to see pictures of the car. You may think, young man, who is this?
That is my father.
As your mother?
Yes, ma'am.
You may be able to get over on that with that sweet face, on them with that sweet face, but you don't get over on me for a second. My children are better looking than you, sir, and they didn't get over on me either.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
If you have the car insured and the car is only worth $3,000, why would I even think of telling them to pay $5,000 for a car that's probably worth three?
Well
is not an answer.
And later today.
The dog didn't do all those bites.
No, she bit herself. I mean, it's ridiculous. You think she bit herself?
No, ma'am.
Well, how did you think she got the bites?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. 19-year-old Dalton Villavicencio says his former friend, 17-year-old Brandon Dulaney, totaled his mom's car. Brandon claims he got behind the wheel because Dalton was too high to drive.
Okay. Can I see the estimates for the car?
Yes.
Now, let me ask you this question. When did you purchase it?
About 14 months before the accident.
And how much did you pay for it?
He paid $3,400.
Bird, you want to look up the blue book on this car, please? Because they want them to pay $5,000 for a $3,400 car. That's not happening.
There are additional damages in my calculation.
I'm not talking about the damages. All this has to do with the car. If you had the car insured and the car is only worth $3,000, the insurance company would total the car. That's what they would give you for it. Why would I even think of telling them to pay $5,000 for a car that's probably worth three?
Well
is not an answer.
Well, Your Honor, I included if we had to replace the car, the taxes we would pay, the DMV registration.
I don't care.
The smog certificate and the loss of use.
It's irrelevant to me. I'm the insurance company. Think of me as the insurance company. You have the make and model of the car, Bert? I'm going to give it to you. It's a 2000 Chrysler Sebring JXI. 2.5 liters. Give me the price on it. And then I'm going to cut that in half. Half is yours. Half is yours. And if you can drive around in half a car, good for you. Next time you won't leave your keys on the floor.
$2,650.
$13.25. Judgment for the plaintiff. Thank you very much. That's all.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
I feel that Brandon was 100% at fault because he purposely took the car and was doing donuts in a parking lot without permission.
My son should have never had possession of a vehicle in the first place.
It's really stupid.
A lot of things worse could have happened. You know, we could have been talking about injury or death.
He stole my car and then crashed it.
I'm upset because he couldn't man up to being under the influence.
It's completely ridiculous. He's just trying to cover himself.
He was a friend, but for him to not being able to man up to what he did just makes it even more worse.
He's not my friend anymore.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Solario versus Mueller. Step forward.
Regina Solario is suing Margaret Mueller and her daughter Diana for medical bills after Diana's pit bull bit her.
Ms. Solario, the defendant's dog bit you.
Yes, about five times.
No, only bit once.
I don't care if it's once or five times. The defendant's dog bit you.
Yes.
Whose dog is it?
It's mine.
Go.
Ed, he was provoked.
That's a lie,
Your Honor. That's an outright lie.
Listen to me. If you speak, then I'm going to dismiss your case. Okay. When I look at you and ask you a question,
okay,
you answer me. That's the rule. Start at the beginning. It's your dog.
We were trying to find somebody to take care of him so we could go on a vacation.
Great. How old is the dog?
He's 4 years old.
What kind of a dog is it?
He's a Labrador Retriever American Staff mix.
He's a pit bull, Your Honor.
Shh.
Oh, sorry.
Now you've had two warnings.
Okay.
Next one, you're gone.
Okay.
You can take your dog bite and go.
Okay.
Do you understand?
Yes. Yes, Your Honor.
You said you understood before. Now, do you really understand?
Yeah, I really do, yes.
So you have a pit bull mix?
Yes.
Okay. And you've had the dog for how long?
Since he was 10 months old.
Was he aggressive when you got him?
No.
When did he become aggressive?
He only gets scared. He gets scared with new people.
And when he gets scared with new people, how does he display that?
He would show it like any other dog would.
No, don't tell me about any other dog. Sometimes when a dog is scared of new people, they cower in a corner. Sometimes they growl, sometimes they bark, sometimes they bite.
He defends himself.
No, what you're suggesting to me, your last name is Mueller?
Yes.
What you're suggesting is he defending himself, that means someone else is acting aggressively.
Yes.
That's not what you said to me. Listen to me carefully. What you said to me was he behaves, when he sees new people, he gets scared.
He gets scared.
And that's not defending yourself. What does he do when he sees new people?
He should tell them that he doesn't want them there.
How does he do that?
He
backs them off.
He backs them off.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
There's only one person who runs this train, and that's me. You tell your story. If I ask you a question, you answer it. Otherwise, you don't shout out. You want to shout out? Go to the circus.
Cases, real people, Judge Judy. Regina Solario says Margaret Mueller and her daughter Diana are responsible for her medical bills. Regina claims Diana's pit bull bit her during a visit to a dog park.
Okay, is this your only dog?
No, I have a dog also.
What kind?
I'm not really sure. She's part German Shepherd. That's what they had her at the shelter.
So they're both large dogs?
Yes. She's not aggressive either.
Only your daughter's dog is aggressive?
He's a little bit aggressive, I
only
would say. Your daughter's dog
is aggressive. Yours is not.
Right.
So when you contacted the plaintiff, did you contact the plaintiff for your dog
As well as your daughter's dog or just one dog?
No, for both of them.
And then according to the complaint, it was suggested that you meet in a dog park.
Yes, Regina.
Who made that suggestion?
Regina suggested that.
Is that your suggestion?
I wanted to do it at my house. And she.
It was your suggestion that you meet at a dog park?
Yes, Your Honor, because it's neutral territory.
Great. Now I want you to tell me the date that you had the meeting.
July 1st.
What time?
Well, the meeting was set up for July 1st at 4 o'clock. They arrived at 4:45.
So they were 45.
No, that's wrong. We arrived at 4:05.
The next time you speak out when I'm not looking at you, I'm going to rule in her favor. Do you understand?
Yes, ma'am.
Great. You waited. They were late.
Yes.
And what happened when they arrived?
They arrived. I met the dog. Everything seemed fine. I spent like 40 minutes to an hour with the dog. And suddenly it attacked me.
With both dogs or one dog?
Both dogs.
And I want you to tell me how it happened that the dog attacked you. Tell me exactly what happened.
Your Honor, I was just petting the dog, the top of his head, and he seemed fine. And I was spent the time, like 40 minutes before, maybe.
You told me that. Just tell me what happened.
And I pet him, and he bit me on the arm, and they just sat there and they watched. I can't believe they sat there and watched.
He didn't bite her on the arm.
Your Honor, I have pictures.
You just lost. Now I'll see your pictures.
Okay.
You just lost. Do you understand why you lost?
This is the arm.
Because you shouted out.
This is the arm. The other one.
I explained it to you. I told her the same thing. I said, if you speak out again, I'm dismissing your case. There's only one person who runs this train, and that's me. You tell your story. If I ask you a question, you answer it. You tell your story. If I ask you a question, you answer it. Otherwise, you don't shout out. You want to shout out? Go to the circus. Okay, so the dog bit you on the arm, and then bit you on the leg, which I have pictures of. Okay, very good. Would you show them the pictures, please? Thank you.
No.
Did you ultimately get somebody to dog sit for both of your dogs?
Not yet. I called a dog trainer that I found.
Just a second. So the answer is no.
Yeah. Right.
And you've been looking for somebody to take care of, actually, probably your dog.
Yes.
For a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't get somebody to do that. You better not think about going on vacations where you can't take the dog. Because if you have an aggressive dog, I'm going to suggest to you that reasonably 10 million people watch this program in any given day. So now everybody's going to know that your dog has vicious propensity, which means it's an aggressive dog.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Closed captioning sponsored by. Want justice? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
Okay. I would suggest that you not try to pawn off an aggressive dog on any unwitting border of animals because person can get hurt, can hurt other animals.
The dog didn't do all those bites. He only did
one. No, she bit herself. I mean, it's ridiculous. You think she bit herself?
No, ma'am.
Well, how did you think she got the bites?
I think another dog did it.
You think another dog did it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, listen. Your dog bit her. Your dog is an aggressive dog. You can't defend that by saying my dog defends itself from strangers. Not defending itself. She's skittish around other people, and she displays that by being aggressive.
And the dog was muzzled when we introduced her to him.
And then?
It was never removed.
Tell me about the muzzle.
Well, Your Honor, it was a nylon weak that bit me right through the muzzle.
It had a little
judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $2,000 as requested. That's all. Step out. You want to keep a dangerous dog? Do so at your own peril.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
She started saying, you know, that she hated my daughter, that she wanted us out.
Life in Mom's house was good for no one.
What caused the police to take your mother away?
Judge Judy.
I don't think she was right. She's out of her mind.
These people, all they did was lie. They had a vicious dog. They should have never called somebody to take care of it.
She was tickling the dog on her head. We asked her to pet him and provoked him.
And I'm no idiot. I've been around dogs all my life.
He was also muzzled. They just had a little opening just big enough maybe if he wanted to cook your snack or something. And maybe one of his teeth got on her leg, and that's what bit her.
It bit me through the muzzle.
He kind of pushed her back towards the fence that was about 5 feet away from us.
When the dog bit me, they sat there and watched. And each time I said, come get your dog off of me.
Well, she's an idiot.
It's about responsible pet ownership. And you know how a dog takes on the character of their owners? Well, that dog is just crazy, just like they are.
All about the money.
They just lied through the whole thing.
We're going to find somebody more responsible.
You can still see the marks on the leg from July 1st.